I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday. The sun is out. The sky is blue. It's going to be chilly. We've got Cindy Blackman Santana joining us at 8 o'clock, which is very exciting. About an hour from now. And we're going to start the trash. Hold on. I know I have a sponsor here. It's brought to you by Athleta. Athleta is an activewear brand igniting the power of she in women and girls. They just opened a new store in Berkeley. Everything they do is driven by their mission to ignite a community of active, healthy, confident women and girls who empower each other to realize their limitless potential. Check out the store in Berkeley. All right. We're going to start with Nathan Apodaca. This guy. He gave Dreams another run at the charts.
Yep.
He gave us all a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Cranberry Juice a jolt. There you go. If you
have this little TikTok video, does it say how many times it's been seen?
I don't have that. But not only is it on TikTok, you know, people take things from TikTok and just repost it. It's been reposted on every platform. I mean, it's
right.
Who could even know? I mean, and I don't know why it went viral, because it's just a guy on a skateboard vibing. That's all.
It's unlikely, though. It's kind of neat and unlikely. You see a guy skateboarding down the street with a tattooed head.
Yeah.
And then he breaks into some yacht rock. You go, what the hell is he doing? And then he's, you know, he's drinking his juice and he's singing along to Fleetwood Mac. It's a nice little, and I think the timing is everything on that video. Like, as we're all, you know, our teeth are grinded down to nubs with frustration on a bunch of different levels. There's that video.
Yeah,
and
it's
not, I wouldn't call it a puppy video or a kitty video, but it's very much like that, where there's no opinion. There's no viewpoint that you have to sort of manage.
There's just a guy making it work on his skateboard.
Right.
Having a day, listening to Dreams, singing along, sipping his juice.
Right.
That's it, you know?
On his personal TikTok page, it's been viewed over 70 million times.
Oh, 70 million.
And that's just, and as Sarah just said, it's probably doubled that.
Right, because it's just been shared in a million places.
Right.
I don't know how that, like, I never know how views on TikTok, I'll see like a YouTube video somewhere else. I'm like, oh, is that, if it's pinned here, is it still counting as that? Is it still playing off TikTok? Like, I don't know how all that
I
works.
I don't know how that works either, but I know that I don't have TikTok and I've seen the video. And that's the point. Is that it's been shared on other platforms enough that everybody has seen that.
Now everybody knows Nathan Apodaca, but nobody knows him like Estella Chavez.
What? Who's that lady?
That's his girl, his fiance.
Oh, wow.
Over the weekend, he took a break from being that guy to being her guy. He got down on one knee Saturday night. Listen, this guy's life now is far different. This is a guy whose car broke down, so he grabbed a skateboard so he could get to work. Like, that's his story. And then a GoFundMe account, he got the cranberry-colored truck from Ocean Spray. It's, you know, he's...
For the record, that's a lot of people's stories, including my own. Many times through the years, I finished my trip to wherever on my skateboard. Mm-hmm. I had crummy cars forever. Oh, look at him.
There he
now
is.
Now he's on the beach.
With a
Stella. He better
Chavez.
Be playing Dreams, because that's not going to get any posts right there or any shares right there.
It's nice that he's happy. Here's the problem as I see it is that the guy's blowing through some money.
Right.
You know, that he didn't have just a couple weeks ago. So he's at the, he got down on one knee Saturday night at the Nobu Hotel in Caesar's Palace. Caesar's Palace is a hotel. So somewhere in there is a boutique, chic boutique hotel called the Nobu Hotel.
Mm.
Isn't Nobu like a high-end sushi place that you can't even go to?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
So I'm guessing it's, you know, maybe they're like, We'll spiff you. It'll be fine. You can just stay here because you're Nathan Apodaca.
He might be rolling, and that might be one of those like he's not. There aren't rules for him like there are for us in radio. He might be like, yeah, I can take that a free stay.
Yeah,
and
I'll
post.
It. Sure,
no problem.
Why the hell wouldn't I?
Right.
In radio, you can't do that. You can't take anything for free. Anyway, so he popped the question Saturday night at the Nobu Hotel inside Caesar's Palace in Vegas. She, of course, said yes to the $22,000 rock he put on her finger.
Is that too much?
Well, it's too much for
him.
A guy who skateboarded to work because his truck broke down. Like, I mean, look, I'm not saying that he won't parlay this current, you know, white hot flash that he's got going on into a long-term career. But, you know, the chances are that he's going to go back to being Nathan Apodaca with his nice wife, Estella.
This is what I'll say to that, in my opinion. First of all, I think that people are who they are. So he probably blows through money regularly in his life. And so this is just a continuation of his normal way.
I want him to save it.
That's, well, I know, but you're not his mom.
I know, I'm
and
not.
And it's hard not to be,
he
I know.
He can call me, though, if he wants any
Leave him
any
be.
Advice.
The other thing I'd say is, you know what? I'm really proud of him that he actually stayed in his lane and kept true to his girl and didn't say, I'm a celebrity now, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
People do that. Yeah.
Well, people get drunk with fame or drunk with power and
everywhere
decide,
I go, people are throwing their stuff at
I'm
me.
I'm on to the next level. Bye. Mm.
Bye, Estella. Nope,
so that's really
Estella.
Cool that he found himself an opportunity with this money to do right by her. That's great. I'm happy for him. And he'll go back to whatever life he had before and that's fine. And they'll be together and she'll have a ring he would never have been able to afford before.
Right.
I'm assuming.
And if they ever really need some money, he could sell that. And
you
just
don't
get her.
Sell the ring. No, you don't.
If you needed to, you could.
No.
Well, you could, though. So anyway, $22,000 is what he paid for the rock, because things have been going well for him since he went viral. Hey, can you look at his GoFundMe page? Is that
He
still...
has GoFundMe. I was trying to figure that out because it says that he's trying to put that money towards a down payment on a home.
Like, they're getting married in December, these two lovebirds. Nathan and Estella have been together for 14 months. They met at the potato factory where he works back at home in Idaho. I assume he still works there. Is it hard to go to your job at the potato factory when Vegas is calling and the cranberry juice people want you to?
Well, yeah,
I
have a feeling maybe the potato factory is like, you're not coming in enough. You work 5 days a week. You need to be here. And he's like,
I'm busy. I'm really busy with my 70
million. I got some bread
million.
In my pocket. I got to go. What's trippy, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm trying to pay attention and do. Anyway, Vegas is having trouble. So they may have floated him because they're more and more of those places are closing during the week and only being open on the weekends.
Think about who's going to suffer in something where people can't congregate and where anybody who even has some fear of, like, Vegas is the last place I'd go. I hate to say it, but it's already, I always felt like the money, the chips were being handled by a million different people and the money, and you're sitting on these machines and touching the things that everyone's been, if you're a germaphobe, that's the last place you're going to go. And we're all germaphobes these days. It's not surprising to hear that Vegas is not doing well. And I hope it comes roaring back. Listen, a 90% effective vaccine. Turns out that's, by the way, as you mentioned earlier, turns out they would have taken it if it was 50% effective.
Yeah, so it's really what I was tripping on is why is the stock market going the way it is because of this news on the, and it's because the news is beyond good. Really, really good. A 90% effective rate is excellent. And they say the flu shot 60%. So that's it's great news. It's really positive. We've got a rough winter to get through. It's not going to be widely available, but, you know, now.
No.
But, well, you know, if we can hang in there through the holidays and to the other side of the new year, this is, we can maybe put this thing to bed.
I can't find a GoFundMe page on this guy, but
maybe he already took the money and that's
it. Does say that he got a bunch of donations, and he also has merch on his website.
Merch,
and people are just into him right now. Money rolls in with that, and like you said, you know, a free stay at a hotel—that's nothing in Vegas. Like they do that all the time. Even to someone who has just lost a lot of money at their casino, they'll throw you a couple rooms or a dinner or something. Oh, look at the hoodie with his photo as he's taking his sip. And look, I'm sure Ocean Spray is into him and giving him
work. Well, yeah, they gave him a bunch of merch. Speaking of merch, they gave him a bunch of Cran Raspberry, I think, is his drink. And they also gave him a car or a truck, I think.
Yeah, cranberry-colored truck. So is his nickname Dogface?
Yeah. I don't
know. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's his nickname. That's his TikTok handle.
Dog face and dreams, it says. That's his, because of the song, and he's dog face. switching gears here. Last night's episode of Jeopardy was the first since Alex Trebek's death. So before it aired, the executive producer, Mike Richards, paid tribute to him, saying, "Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff, crew, for his family, for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. He will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness and love of his family." He also said the remaining 35 episodes that have been shot, were shot before he passed, will air. Because that's what he wanted. He said, "On behalf of everyone here at Jeopardy, thank you for everything, Alex." The last episode that Alex is going to be on airs on Christmas Day. Now it turns to who will be the new host of Jeopardy. Jeopardy will go on. And the guy lobbying for the job is George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is he on? He's on Good Morning America?
Whatever the ABC News one is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Good Morning America, isn't
it? I believe so, but, you know, either way. So he does the morning show there, and but he'd like to either do both or get me off these mornings. I want to do the 30-minute Jeopardy show instead.
Well, and I have no idea what their taping schedule is, but what it's, you know, with them already having 35 episodes in the can, they probably tape multiple episodes one day and work for a week and get a bunch in the can and then have a couple weeks off. Like, that would be a dream job, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But sure, he's a smart guy. I think that's, you need
actually
to
can
seem
see him.
Smart and have the ability to, you know, remember the pronunciation of everything. I mean,
right?
That's I would see myself going, all right, I'm going to repeat that 5 times. I'm going to walk out onto that stage. I'm going to do this show. And here I just mispronounced it again. Let's start over, everyone.
That's what I do. Let's take two on that one.
He has a little outtake video rolling around right now. Have you seen that? It's so funny.
And this is Alex Trebek?
They say that he was promoting Phone Jeopardy back in the 80s. And it appears he's having a beer and a glass of wine while recording. So here it is.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and son of a bitch.
F words, too.
I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy. You. All right, let's start cutting.
Wow.
It can be so damn frustrating when you're trying to cut something and your mouth simply will not cooperate with you.
Well, and I think that we both know that feeling when you also have people waiting.
Like, I'm watching you and hoping you'll finally get it right.
We're waiting for you to finish this, please. Please
so
get
this
one right.
So we can go home. How many times has Brian said, no, I can make that work? Off you go, guys. That's enough of you. That's
right.
We're good. Fine.
I think he said that less than 24 hours ago, or maybe it was 28 hours. Whatever it was,
sure.
It's been a day.
Right. Yep.
You know, it's so refreshing to hear Alex Trebek just cussing
son
up
of a
storm.
Bitch.
It's like it makes him so, you know, normal,
human,
almost. Right?
Yeah, we get frustrated. That's who we are. Yeah, just because that's you see the one guy on TV that's all polished and they've cut out all the son of a bitches.
You know what I liked about just sort of maneuvering through my day yesterday or maybe it was the day before. What day is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was yesterday, but either way, he was universally loved. You saw people posting and people mentioning him and, you know, rest in peace and good wishes of that nature from everywhere, from the sports world, from the entertainment world, from, you know, general population walks of life.
Incredibly well-known person.
Right.
You know, and well loved.
That's a nice legacy to leave behind.
And I think, you know, having watched him struggle over the past year plus with this, I mean, we've all lost someone to cancer or survived it ourselves. And we can sympathize with someone who's just like, this is my normal. This is where I can come and work and not be the cancer guy the whole time. What an incredible thing to leave behind. And as far as George Stephanopoulos goes, I think he'd be a great replacement. Like, of all the names I've heard thrown out there, he does seem smart. He is sort of a news guy. But when you do a morning show, you got to have a little fun. I'm sure he'd ease right into that role and be good. His reps are actively pursuing it.
You know what's funny is one of the names thrown around is that dude who's the winningest player of all time, Ken Jennings.
Yes.
And I honestly believe now that the position's open and there are others can lobby for it without seeming like
a jerk.
The dude's not even dead yet. What are you doing? I think you'll see quite a few people throw their hat in the ring,
right,
and Ken Jennings will fall down the list each day that passes. It'll become less and less likely that dude has a chance.
Well, it will be interesting to watch it play out. But the best option I've heard so far is George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos. I always call him Stephanopoulos. Anyway, what have I got for time? Oh, I have time here. I didn't get to this yesterday, but I wanted to mention it. It's just more bad news for Johnny Depp. He has been forced out of the third Fantastic Beasts movie. Why is there a third Fantastic Beasts when the first two stunk so bad? I don't know. But they're doing it. Last week, he lost his libel suit. Johnny Depp lost his libel suit against a British tabloid for calling him a wife beater. It was an ill-advised suit to begin with because basically it gave Amber Heard a chance to take the stand and say all the mean things he'd done and publicly, or that she alleged that he had done. And in the end, he lost. The judge said, well, we think that the British tabloid gets to not pay you. Everything sounded substantially true. And there was
speaks
the whole
once again to the fact that he doesn't have good people working with him.
He doesn't take the advice that they offer if they are good people. And so that was enough for the studio. Johnny issued a statement saying, I wish to let you know that I've been asked to resign by Warner Brothers from my role as Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts. And I have respected and agreed to that request. I intend to prove that the allegations against me are false. You should just take a break. Warner Brothers issued their own statement thanking Johnny for his work in the first two installments and saying the part will be recast. It looks like summer of 2020 is when summer of 2022. Nothing's
happening
this year.
2020 summer's over. I wanted to like those. Look, I was late to Harry Potter. I read the books, but the movies, I just didn't like the first one and just gave up. I since have gone back. They're excellent. I gave them another shot and realized those kids grew into their jobs as they grew up and as the movies were made. They got better at acting and better at the roles and really they're the people. Hermione is that girl.
Absolutely.
And
when I read the books, that's who I'm picturing.
Right,
like
right. That's what I mean.
That thing
like
really
they really
well and they.
They grew into those roles, and those movies are excellent. And my point is, I really wanted to like this other world that
me too
is there, and I don't.
No. Well, it was honestly that first one. I didn't watch the second one. I'm sure it stunk too. But the first one, I just thought, what a disappointment.
Yep.
Agreed. And actually, that's all I've really got time for here. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got Christmas presents ranging from homemade to so expensive you hopefully have been saving your whole life for them.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.